Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Once again for coming on tonight. This is your champion in your corner, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Hey man, Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darby Town Road in the city of Henrico, Virginia. Thanking each and everyone for coming on once again. Amen. To get into the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. To make you a champion in Christ. To make you able to swing your sword. To make you able to get into the ring with the enemy. When he steps in, glory be to God. You can hold your very own. Is that all right? Praise God. We thank God tonight for MCI Blog Talk Radio. To each and every one, give honor and their respectful places. To God be the glory. Amen. To whom honor is due. Praise God. I just been in a praise mood all day today. I don't know about you, but to God be the glory, some days is just a high praise day. Good God Almighty. And I don't know, glory to God, if it's one of your high praise days, but God want me to deliver unto you a high praise of encouragement. Uh-huh. Somebody that's ready to receive the word tonight, clap your hands. Good God Almighty, all day John P. keep been ringing in my spirit. Oh, clap your hands if you've been delivered. Clap your hands if you've been set free. Clap your hands if you believe God is on is doing what he promised he's going to do. Clap your hands, glory be to God, if you see the glory, if you're feeling moving. See, praise God, people of God, it's something about clapping your hands. To God be the glory. See, some people clap their hands as a sign of honor. Mm-hmm. Some people clap their hands, amen, as a show of support. Mm-hmm. Some people clap their hands as a way of inspiring their self, encouraging their self. Some clap their hands as an expression of gratitude. Uh-huh. Some clap their hands for different reasons. Praise God Almighty. But you as a child of God, I want to let you know that the clapping of a hand could be your expression, hallelujah, that destroys the enemy. How about Sia? You clapping your hands could split the eardrums of the enemy. You clapping your hands can give you strength, hallelujah, in a time of storm. Good God Almighty. You clapping your hands, how about Sia, could bring forth a new song. Amen. Amen. Praise God Almighty. I want to talk to you today about a new song. Praise God. Those of you who have your swords with you, I want you to draw your attention to the book of Psalms, chapter 47. And the word of God says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Mm-hmm. Clap your hands. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Good God Almighty. When you clapping your hands, when you worship and you're praising the Lord your God, uh-huh, and you lift up your voice, nothing should be coming out of your mouth except a show of triumph. Triumph means to have a parade. Triumph means that you are the victor. Triumph means that you're more than a conqueror to him that loves you. Uh-huh. Triumph means that no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. Triumph means that greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. That's a voice of triumph. Triumph will lead you to say, God will never leave me nor forsake me. Good God Almighty, triumph will have you to utter out in every situation, I win. It'll have you to utter out, thanks be to God who give us the victory. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord, a voice of triumph will never have you murmuring. A voice of triumph will never have you complaining. A voice of triumph will never have you seeking a pity party. A voice of triumph will never talk doubt, fear, and weakness. For God has not given you, champion, the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. It's time for the saints of God to be sound-minded. It's time for you to stand on the word and the word alone. It's time for us to seek the face of God and him alone. Glory be to God. And when we open up our mouth, let it be seasoned and spoken in triumph. It's time out for defeated pity party, sob soaking. Saints of God that don't know how to go to the one that got all power given unto him to have them to utter out a new song, a voice of triumph. He said, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He's nothing to play with. He's nothing to underestimate. He's nothing to lack belief in. He's a terrible God. Good God Almighty, he moves in power. He moves in glory. He moves in triumph. Glory be to God. He moves in victory. He is terrible. He's a great king over all the earth. And he shall subdue. I said, he shall subdue the people. Do you know what subdue means? He controls the reins of man's heart. Everything must come subject to God. Hallelujah. Everything must come subject to his word. Everything must come subject because God is not coming subject to you and your flesh. Coming subject to your pity party. He's not coming subject to your respecter of persons. Hallelujah. We as champions, we have to remain under the foot of God. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you in due time. We're looking and leaning on man, and man can't do nothing for you except side up with you. But don't you know, though an host shall encamp round about God's people, their heart shall not fear. Though a war may rise and be troubled, and this shall you be confident. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. For all things are subdued under his feet. He'll take an army, break the bow of the wicked. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. If God be for you, who can be against you? Child of God, it's time to know today. You got to sing a new song. You got to take a new direction. Hallelujah. You can't keep going around the mountain. You can't keep trying to portray one thing and live another. You cannot. You must stay subdued under the feet of God and not worry if you measure up to man. So there's a way that seemeth right unto man. Mm-hmm. You may look right. You might seem right. People might say you right. But the end thereof, death. You need a new song. You need a new praise. Hallelujah. You need a new testimony. You need a new relationship. You need a new place in God. You need, Hallelujah, India, a new way of serving God. And it starts with clapping your hands. It starts with speaking triumph. It starts with a new song. The word of God declares in verse 5, he shall choose our inheritance for us. Meaning God will choose what you get. Hallelujah. God will choose what you receive. Hallelujah. God will choose your blessing. Hallelujah. What God has for you is for you. You cannot choose who God use. You can't choose who God give anointing. You can't choose who God give power. Power belongs to God. An inheritance or blessings come from who God choose to bless. He doesn't have to ask us, can I bless them? Can I bless her? Can I bless him? God is not checking to see who he can bless. The word of God declares, he shall subdue the people under his and the nations under his feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellent seed of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout. God himself got a praise. God himself is rejoicing in the victory. With the sound of a trumpet. So therefore, there's the clue, child of God. There's the revelation, child of God. You've got to sing praises unto God. Sing praises unto the King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. He said in verse 7, sing praises with understanding. Don't sing praises because that's what you learned in church. Don't let the praises only be because that's what everybody else is singing. Don't go around quoting things you ain't never got on your face and say, God, show me. Don't you be running around quoting things that ain't even in the word of God. You'll be running around on glory be to God, portraying that God is speaking because you're trying to sing songs that somebody else sung. That you have no idea what the words mean. Glory be to God. He says, sing with understanding. Do you know when you understand God? It's a song so deep inside your soul. How about CA? Don't you know when situations arise, a song will come in your spirit, hallelujah, and feed you the encouragement you need, feed you the revelation you need, feed you the understanding you need, good God Almighty. But when you have no understanding of God, there's nothing, have I seen the churning in your heart. Therefore, there's no new song. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, with excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit, singing, making melody in your own heart, as unto the Lord. If there ain't nothing in your heart, how about Cynthia? You ain't got no song to sing. And if you ain't got no song to sing, glory be to God. You ain't got no new song because you haven't even established an old song. You have nothing out of Ascendia to keep you sound. But he says, sing a new song. Because God reigneth over the people of God. Can you travel with me, child of God, tonight? Travel with me over the song to Isaiah chapter 42. Let's go there. Some of this is hot off the press, but it's a song in my heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing. You know, Isaiah chapter 5 said, now will I sing a song of my well-beloved, as in touching his vineyard. But I said Isaiah 42. So let's go right over there. Let me tell you something. If you got it in you, it'll come out you. Whatever inside of you will come out of you. Good God Almighty. The book of Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 10. Let me see now. 42 and 10 declares this. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea. Everybody floating, everybody sailing, everybody stroking, swimming backwards like they got this thing, like they got it tucked away. But let me tell you something. When you're going to get in some waters, hallelujah, you have to be able to go down deep. You have to be able to launch yourself into the deep because the things of God is not always shadow. I know the Spirit of God moves on the face of the water, but some things that God has, you got to go deep to get it. And the only things you can get up on the water, on the top of the water, water sliding, water skiing, and everything else, glory be to God, that you think you don't got to go deep. It's just a false illusion. The Bible declares that they that go down into the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities therefore lift up their voice, the villages, Kedar, and the inhabitants of the rock. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Do you know why he's saying that? Because it's certain things about they that go down. They that do business. Y'all don't hear me yet. They that go down in the deep. Do you understand that deep calleth to deep, live to deep? And if you're not willing to go deeper in God, you can't try to portray that you're there. Because the sharks is going to eat you up. The trials and the tribulations is going to show you for who you are. Good God Almighty. But if you're deep in God, out of my Cynthia, then you got the glory over your life. You got the protection of God over your life. Good God Almighty, when you go down into deep waters, you're able to do the work. You're not looking to get people to carry you. The Lord himself is carrying you. Can I share something with you? Glory be to God. This is down in Psalms 107. Verse 23 says, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see, how about? See, that's where understanding comes. So God's showing you. If you ain't seeing nothing, then you're like a chaff blown by the wind. The Bible says, glory be to God, that they creep into houses and lead away silly people, laden with sins and divers lusts. You are going to be bamboozled if you don't go down to the deep things of God. You're going to start listening to flesh, being deceived. And now because the gifts are going to get dull, champion. You got to keep your sword sharp. You're going to start, glory to God, leaning on man rather than God because you don't have a new song playing. You don't have a new recording going on. Glory be to God. Don't you know that experiences bring a new song? If you have new experiences from walking with him every day, then a new song is going to come. So during the time of the night, during the time of any trial, any situation, you got something playing back in your soul. You got something playing back in your spirit. How about see ya? You go by say, Karaba, start saying to yourself, God is able. You'll start singing songs of triumph and mentioning words like if he did it before, he'll do it again. Ty Chippen ain't the only one said it, but he said it good. If he did it before, he'll do it again. But that'll be your soul talking. You have no song because there's no fellowship. There's no praises that's comely. Bible says praise is comely. How about to y'all? It's something that's naturally done, and it brings new songs, new revelations. How about see, new love? But if you have nothing to hang your spirit on, you have nothing to ground you. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, that this everlasting peace after the order of Melchizedek is a anchor, how about, for your soul. You don't understand scripture because you won't drop your anchor in the deep. Therefore, You're like a ship without a sail, day to day. It's time out for the champions of God to be all over the place. And it's time for you to drop your anchor and let him root and ground you. For they that go down into ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord. They see the works and his wonders in the deep. Ain't no manifestation of the power flowing from you. You don't know yourself where you're at. You got to try God. You got to prove him. Prove that which is good, perfect, and acceptable. If I call him and I don't see him manifestation, then my soul gonna wonder, is it I, God? Once you make sure it ain't I, it ain't an I thing, once you see him triumph, I declare unto you that the Lord will back triumph. He don't back doubt. The Lord don't back fear. The Lord don't back flesh. So if you're looking for somebody to back you, if you're looking for some backing, if you're looking for somebody to look on you rather than look on God, you need a new song. Somebody need a new song tonight. And Bishop is trying to give you a new song. It comes from your heart. It don't come from the musician. It don't come from the praise and worship leader. It don't come from your church. It comes from your soul. And if there's nothing praying in your soul today, I encourage you to drop your anchor and launch out into the deep so you can see the work. Glory be to God. So you can see the work. For he commandeth and riseth the stormy wind, which lift up the waves. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. The soul is melted because of trouble. Glory be to God. What God is saying, you have to have the ability to go deep, to come up, to deliver, to go back down. Somebody's soul is on fire today because of the songs that they sing. You can't put out the fire of somebody's soul when they're singing a new song. Glory be to God. Somebody wants you to keep singing that same old song. But I'm going to tell you something, child of God. There are songs that you can sing even in the night. Somebody don't believe me today, but I tell you, there's some songs that you can sing even in the night. Psalms 42 and verse 8 says, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me and my prayer unto God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock. It's a personal Havasie, burning, that even when it's nighttime, he'll get you a song to sing. Oh, ask me how I know. Glory be to God. Because you got to sing to him in the day. You got to sing to him in the night. Some people only got a song in church. Some people only got a song in the daytime. Some people only got a song up on the mountain. Good God Almighty, but when they get down in the valley, they don't got nothing they can sing to God. Can I share something with you while we're right here? I'm going to stay in the book of songs. You know Psalms and songs? I'm going to give somebody a new song to sing tonight. Turn with me over, glory be to God, to Psalms 32. This hot in my spirit, and I'm going to go this route. Thank you, Lord God, Holy Ghost. I'm going to go this route. I'm going to go down in Psalms 32. Glory be to God. I'm going to start half. Verse 7. Yeah, I'm going to start right there. Okay. 32 and 7 says, thou art my hiding place. He's my hiding place. He's my rock. He's my refuge. Good God Almighty. He's my hiding place. And thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Mm-hmm. Songs of deliverance. Do you know that that the praise that's inside of you will heal your body? The praise inside of you, come on somebody, will encourage you in the Lord. The praise inside of you, come on somebody, will build you up in the spirit. But you must, glory be to God, stay in a place where you feel like singing. Oh, I'm going somewhere. I'm just going somewhere from hot in my spirit. Glory be to God. But it's the Holy Ghost speaking to the champions tonight, speaking to those who want a new song, those who are going to sing a new song. Right now while we're in the book of songs, that's Psalms. See the book of Psalms? That's song. See? I got another song from the book of songs. Turn to the 137th division of the book of songs. I'm going to talk about that one. That's a good song that they were singing. Good God Almighty. Something that you need to understand. Because the Bible said, as we read earlier, you must sing songs with understanding. And God wants somebody to understand tonight. You ain't got no problem. It's just you singing the same old song. And you need to change your song. How about C.A. Bob? Okay, I hope that you're at the 137th division of Psalm. He said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Listen to me. The saints of God don't sit down. The saints of God don't bow out. The saints of God don't be sitting crying and won't get back up. The saints of God ain't looking for pity parties. The saints of God, come on somebody, ain't in the dumps all the time. But they sat by the rivers of Babylon. Yay, we wept where we remembered Zion. When we remembered the place, when we remembered where I was at, when we remembered where God brought me, when I remember what God was doing, I wept. Do you know weeping is a song? People don't believe that. Watch what it says. Verse 2, we hung our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. That means they took off the very thing that made music in the sight of God. The very thing they made love to, Kabasiye, to God, they hung it up on the tree, on the willow tree. Now what you're going to use this thing? You got nothing to create. Kabasiye. So you're going to keep on singing the same old song for years because you hung up what you had to create when you should have held on to what was creating the songs in your heart. Oh, yeah, this is a good division. Verse 3 says, for they that carried us away, the thought, the bondage, a situation that carried us away captive, they required of us a song, and they that wasted us required us mirth. Now you want what was on the inside. Now you want to hear the praise. Now you want to remember Zion. They start saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Let me tell you something. You got to stay close to God. Don't get far away from God, but then now you want to hear from God. But you was right there when God was speaking. You was right there when they were singing to God. You was right there when they was playing the harps and making music, making love, bringing the glory of God down. And you was right there and you hung it up and walked away. Come on, somebody. But now here's the enemy. Sing us a song. And you know what their response was? How shall we sing the Lord's songs in a strange land? You can't be in a strange land thinking you're going to sing the songs of Zion. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. You can't be hustling with the devil and line dancing with God. Okay, somebody hear me tonight. You can't be doing the slop with the devil and the funky chicken with God. Y'all don't know nothing about them. Those are some old dances. But you cannot do it. Child of God, praise your way back to God. Sing your way back to God. Pray your way back to God. Worship your way back to God so he can give you a new song. You think you can stay in that strange land and still operate the things of God? You can live in a strange land and be used by God? Do you believe that you don't have nothing burning and singing in your soul and the anointing of God will come out of you? Doesn't work like that. How can we sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? Child of God, he's waiting to hear a new song out of your mouth. Can we stay in the book of Songs, since we're talking about a new song today? Look at the 77th division of Song. Let me get over it. The 77th division. A new song will keep you wherever you find yourself. Here's a situational change that changed with a song. Once again, 77:1 says, I cried unto God with my voice. That's a song. Even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. I didn't run to people. I didn't run to my friends. I didn't fight my battle. I didn't try to get no story out. I didn't position myself. I ran to God. Until you learn to run to God, you'll sing the same old song over and over and over till you get somebody to learn the words of your song and dance with you. How many people know God ain't dancing but to certain songs? He's only going to dance to music to his ears. He only danced to triumph. He only danced to strength. He only danced, glory to God, to faith. He only danced with praise. He don't dance with defeat. God don't dance with fear. God don't dance with gossip. God don't dance with lies. God don't dance with rumors. God only dance to music in his ear. Verse 2 says, in the day of trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted or go to the source that could comfort it. Some folk refuse to worship within their heart. and soul and receive understanding and bring a new song. Praise God. This is a psalm of Asaph. They were part of the Levitical priesthood. And they refused to be comforted. He said, I remembered God and was troubled. How could you remember God and still be troubled? You're singing the wrong song, child of God. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. I want to help somebody today. The more you complain, the more your spirit going to get messed up. The more you keep singing the same song, the more your spirit going to get heavy. The more you refuse to be comforted by God, somebody ain't talking back yet. But somebody hear me today. Stop all that complaining. Stop all that murmuring. Just remember God and let him move in your life. He says, thou holdest my eyes winking. Deception. That winking of the eye. That's fronting. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. Don't you know somebody who can know that their soul is going through because of the place where they're at? And they'll wink their eyes and try to sing the songs of Zion. But it doesn't work that way. He says, I have considered the days of old. I'm getting to my verse next. The years of ancient things. I'm getting to my verse. I just want to go down to 9. I'm getting there. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Good God Almighty, it's a song that can bring you to the break in the day. The Winer said it way back in the early 80s. I can feel the breaking of day. Paul and Silas sung songs to midnight. Good God Almighty, don't you know that singing can take you through the night season, through the weight of the night. He says, glory be to God. I commune with my own heart. Good God Almighty, and my spirit made a delightful search. Let me tell you something. Until you get it in your heart, your spirit ain't never going to be right. Good God Almighty, till you search for God in your heart, till you make a diligent search down on the inside of your heart, you will never have the right spirit to come out of situations. You'll never have the right in the glory. You'll never have the right spirit to obey the Holy Spirit. You'll never line up. Because you refuse to do a diligent search. Are y'all reading with me? We're in Psalm 77. He said, I commune with my own heart. I ain't trying to reach nobody else's heart. I'm trying to deal with my own. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He said, my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he have a favorable, no more? Have to find a favorable place in God. I'm bringing it in. Can I just encourage you that God got you? He got you. Even in the nighttime, he got you. Don't you think he don't? Oh, he got you. Oh, yes, he do. No matter what you're going through, he got you. Glory be to God. Can we stay in the book of Psalms? I just feel here things in my spirit concerning the song. Hallelujah. I just got to go to some singing psalms. And then Psalm 96, he said, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. He said, sing unto the Lord and bless his name. show forth his salvation from day to day. Good God Almighty, you got to show that God reigns. Good God Almighty. And sometimes you got to show God reigns when he ain't showing himself. Sometimes when you're waiting on the Lord, y'all are talking to me. The Bible declares in Psalm 40, I waited patiently on the Lord. And he inclined his ear to me. He said, died for the new song in my heart. Good God Almighty. Sometimes you just got to sing to God, get there. You got to worship to God, get there. You got to fast to God, get there. You got to pray to God, get there. He said he waited patiently on the Lord, and the Lord inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Good God Almighty. He also said he brought me up also out of a terrible pit. Don't you know, glory be to God, if you wait patiently, God will bring you up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock and he established my going. That's not all he did. That's not all he did for David. You know what he said he did next? He has put a new song in my mouth. Every praise unto our God. I love Bishop. I love his ministry. I love the blessing that God has on Bishop Hezekiah Walker. I want it to trickle down. But he ain't the first one that said every praise. Y'all hear me? I said he ain't the first one to say every praise. It's to our God. David said it thousands of years ago in the 40th division of Psalm. He said, I waited patiently on the Lord. He inclined his ear unto me. He brought me out of the pit. He set my feet upon a rock. He established where I'm going, and he put a new song in my mouth. And because he did that, he says, even the praises unto our God, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You have to get to a place where you trust God every day of your life, every step you take, every move you make. You got to believe God. You got to trust God. For we walk by faith, not by sight. All these sightseeing things to God. Time out for being the sightseer. You believe long as you're jumping and shouting. You believe long as the sun is out. You believe long as you're on the mountain. You believe long as you're being praised. But when it's time to go through, good God Almighty, you faint in the wilderness because you have no song in your soul to sing to strengthen your spirit. Thank to God. It's time to sing a new song. Hallelujah. It's time to let you hear somebody singing something. Let somebody else hear you singing something else. Rather than hearing you complain all the time. Hearing you always talking about something wrong. Hearing you always looking for a pity party. Hearing you always trying to explain what God is saying to you, what God is doing to you. Sing a new song. Some people, you follow them. You follow their ministry, and it's the same old song day after day after day. Sing a new song. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. He'll put a new song in your heart, even praises unto the Lord our God. Amen. I said amen, somebody. He'll put a new song. All these divisions of exhortation to praise God, it all talks about singing. It all talks about singing unto God. 95 says, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, making joyful noise with psalms. We know Psalms 150. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, not with whatever you want to place there. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter in. Are you entering in? Are you still standing about? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Are you on the outside looking in? Because you have no song to sing. Champion, it's time to sing a new song. Get a new song in your heart so that you can give your God the praise due to his name. You can give the glory, the honor, the majesty, Habakkuk, before him. It's all about God, champions. It's not about us. You don't need deceit to please men when you know you're pleasing God. Amen, somebody. I'm looking at the 144th division of Psalm now. I'm just bouncing all over because there's so many to sing praises unto God. But in my closing tonight, I want to let you know you have to make a decision. Can I just read these last few verses in your hearing tonight? The 144th division of Psalms says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Talking about showing you how to worship. He's talking about showing you how to win battles. He's talking about showing you how to be a victor. He's trying to show you the weapons of your warfare that are not carnal, the mighty weapons through God to pull down strongholds and cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. He said, I'll show your hands the battle, your fingers the war. He said, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdue my people under me. Let me tell you something, child of God. You cannot talk against somebody who loves God. You can't destroy nobody that's submitted to God. You find yourself fighting God. Stop, champion, and sing a new song. You might get men to fight with you, but you're going to lose the war fighting God. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man can't help you. A simple song can help you. A simple praise in your heart can help you. Worship can help you. Honoring the majesty of God can help you. Man is like to vanity, says the word of God. His days are a shadow that pass away. Bow the heavens, O Lord. Come down. Touch the mountains. And they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning, and they shall scatter. Shoot out the arrows and destroy them. Send thy hand from above, Deliver me out of the great waters, from the hand of strange children, to a lot of strange saints of God in the body. There's a lot of strange stuff going on in the body. There's a lot of strange children, Colossia, whose mouth speak vanity, and their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. But I will sing a new song, champion. Sing a new song unto God. Sing unto him upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings, and give God all the praise. If you find yourself in a place that you can't utter a song, then drop to your knees and ask God, verse 11, rid me, deliver me from the hands of strange children whose mouth speaks vanity. Your right hand is the right hand of falsehood. That the sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. That their daughters may be cornerstones polished after the similitude of the place. God wants the people of God to be pillars. And it comes through fellowship. Are you willing tonight? Are you willing to lay before God? Are you willing to ask God to give you a new song, a new revelation, a new feeling, a new desire? If you're not ready for God to do a new thing in you, why bother thou the master? If you're not willing to do a diligent search in your heart, why bother thou the master, champion? Say unto thyself, Lord, wherever thou needest me, I'll go. Whatever you tell me to say, I'll say. You have to say tonight, champion, my soul says yes. I'm your host tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, presiding prelay under the Spirit of Truth Ministries, 1921 Darby Town Road. I'm not here for entertainment. We're here every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock to minister to your soul, that you might have a new song in your heart, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I encourage you tonight, champion, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. God bless you. Amen. We're on Facebook. Put my name in. You'll be able to find me social media if you desire. And if you desire to sow, you'll be able to find me. We're not asking for support. We appreciate it. Giving it shall be given unto you, good measures. Press down, stick it together, and run it over. Shall men give unto your bosom. But let me tell you something. When God be for you, he's more than the world against you. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. In Jesus' name, amen.